Hi, friends.
Hi.
Don't be fooled. We're not back just quite yet.
No. Nope, we're still out. That's very true. We're probably holding a baby right now. But anyways, so yes, we have chosen some of our favorite episodes.
Yes.
To replay for you guys. Mm-hmm. So this one is one of our favorites. Mm-hmm. So I hope you enjoy.
Enjoy. Person who lives in that hut. That's creepy as shit.
Yes.
Hi, Courtney.
Hey, Stephanie.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Good.
Good.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did have a good weekend.
Good.
It was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. Rained a little bit.
Yeah.
But we still got to play in the water.
That's good.
I really like playing in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I went to Target.
Oh. Well, what did you buy at Target?
Oh, you know, I bought some anniversary decorations for our office.
Studio. Can you tell everybody why you bought anniversary gifts for?
Because our podcast baby is 1 year old.
Yay!
So I wanted to surprise you a little bit when you came over to the studio.
Oh my God,
to
yes.
See like all these decorations and stuff. We'll post a picture of it.
I feel like every time I come into the office,
I have a new surprise for you.
Yeah. I'm like, oh God, what now? What
I like now? To keep you on your toes if I can.
Yeah, so there's a cute little anniversary sign.
Mm-hmm.
So little like streamer.
Yeah, like metallic-y ones. That silver one over your corner is like picking up on the light over here and it's distracting me a little bit.
Yeah.
It like, catches my attention every now and then.
You're going to be okay. You're like a moth. Ooh, sparkle.
They're going toward it.
Well, wait, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, and then I also got my dogs some new toys, of course.
Of course.
I can't go to a store that sells dog toys and not get them something.
Well, they deserve it. Do you see how cute they are?
They're so cute. They're my little babies. So oh I gotta get them something.
I know. They're cute. You even showed me like a picture. Was it on Amazon? I don't know. Somewhere where there's like charcuterie board.
It was on Chewy.
Yeah, it was on Chewy.
And it has like a charcuterie board. And it has like wood looking board.
Yeah.
And it has like cheese and grapes.
But they're all like little plush toys.
Yes. It's so cute. I texted Courtney and I was like, you have to get a dog just so I can buy it this toy. Please. I have to buy somebody's dog this toy.
It was super cute.
It was so cute.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are we drinking tonight?
Okay. It's pretty exciting.
It is pretty exciting.
So Courtney had posted on our Facebook and we were talking about this type of canned wine for a little bit now.
Yeah.
And we finally have it.
Uh-huh.
It's Day Drinking.
Yeah.
And it's really good.
It's by the band Little Big Town.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And we got three different flavors.
Yes.
I'm drinking the Rosé Bubbles.
Yes.
You tried the Southern Peach.
Southern Peach, because I do love anything peach drinks. Mm. And it was very lovely.
Good.
Yeah.
What do you want now?
Oh, I have Watermelon Rosé.
Wait, open it.
Oh.
Let's hear it. Ooh.
Oh, that's it.
In case you didn't believe us, we're legit drinking canned wine again.
Oh, yeah. So hold on.
What is the one?
This watermelon? Is the watermelon rosé.
Mm.
And we've had some good ones, bad ones of watermelon.
Oh, we've tried.
Watermelon's a really technical one.
It's hard. It's a hard artificial flavor with alcohol to get right. Okay, what's the verdict?
It's not bad.
Mm.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, this rosé bubbles one is good.
Huh. And I don't know if it's because I've already downed a canned wine.
Yeah, you put me to shame with your canned wine.
It's changing flavors. I feel like maybe now it tastes like cotton candy or something.
That sounds fun.
Are
there more surprises?
Yeah, just wait for it. It's coming. Yeah, this is nice. I like it.
Yeah, this is quite a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Mm.
I like the original one that we had before, like the cupcake.
Yeah.
That's like our tried and true.
Yeah, because that one gets us fucked up.
It's very strong.
What was this one? Did we look at what the alcohol is in it?
I didn't see it.
Because the cupcake is like 13.something%. Oh, here it is. This is 12.
Oh.
This isn't bad either.
Oh, is that why?
Is that why your face is red?
Uh-huh.
Hey, okay.
Oh, God.
Canned wine seems to be where it's at.
So you know what?
Maybe
I
should.
Girl. I need to take a breath.
Maybe that second one's a sipping one.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. This is going to be bad.
Okay. So before we hop in, we have a few exciting things to talk about.
And what would they be?
Guys, we have a Patreon now.
We're like legit.
Guys, there's a Patreon.
Stop what you're doing.
Just stop and listen for a second.
Okay, great.
Patreon.
Hey, Steph.
Huh?
I'm listening.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/tipsypod,
yes,
you can find 3 different tiers of Patreon.
And what would they be?
Okay. The first one is our friends.
Okay.
To be our friend.
Of course.
It's $3 level.
Yes.
And you're just like help and support our show. And we're friends. And what's fucking better than that? I'll tell you.
Okay. What's better than that, Stephanie?
Best friend. Our second tier for $5.
Yes.
Best friend.
And then what does that entail? You get to hear all of our episodes mm-hmm. ad-free.
It's our entire catalog.
Which we've got almost 50.
How fucking crazy is that?
I'm blown away.
We're on 43 right now. That's fucking nuts.
How did that happen?
It's just like a blink. It's insane. A year later, we're like, 43 episodes. Yeah. But you can listen to all 43 of those mm-hmm. on our best friends level.
Yes.
Ad-free.
Ad-free.
You
don't have to listen to an ad at all.
No, we're not going to bother you with that stuff. Just listen to us ramble for an hour. What more do you need, right?
You're welcome. Hey, Steph.
Yes.
What could be better than that?
Okay, our third tier is $7 a month.
What is it called?
And that's OMG BFFs.
I think that's my favorite.
Me too. It's so much fun. So that one's also ad-free, right?
Right.
Plus,
yes,
you get early access to our episodes. So our episodes come out typically on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. You get them on Tuesday. Earlier than everybody else.
Oh my God, do I get them that early?
If you pay $7 a month, that's exclusive.
That's pretty cool.
I love that. And then also there are exclusive episodes. We have some videos up there for mm-hmm. some interviews that we've done.
We do.
And we have videos recorded from those interviews. And those bitches will be up there too.
Oh my gosh. This is so cool.
How exciting is that?
I'm freaking excited. Give me all the Patreon.
Here's the info for it.
Okay.
Patreon.com/tipsypod. Also, ways you can support our show are our typical swag. Mm-hmm. You can do tipsypod.com, support tab. There's a whole merch section.
Yes.
And we have shirts, stickers, mugs, onesies. If you want your kid to rep like a TipsyPod onesie, get a freaking onesie.
I mean, it could be like a parenting issue type thing, terrified and tipsy on a child, but you
unless
know.
It's I might be a gremlin. And I think that could apply to a lot of children.
Yeah. You know what? Not wrong.
Not a mother, but I assume it could apply.
I think I got two of those. So yes.
Who might be gremlins?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you can get them kids' shirts
yes.
or onesies that say I might be a gremlin on it.
Absolutely.
Why not?
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
That's so cute.
Also, throughout the month of July, you can vote for us.
For what?
Podcastawards.com.
Yay!
Best female-hosted podcast.
Yes.
And People's Choice.
Okay. I'm going to need you people to just get on the website, podcastawards.com.
Yes.
Vote.
Super easy. You just put like your name in there.
Yeah.
And your email address. And then they send you an email to like confirm it's you. And it brings you to the page that has all the categories.
Yes.
And it has like drop down boxes. And you pick They're Terrified and Tipsy for People's Choice.
Aren't we like the top two?
Mm-hmm.
I think
it's
top two.
People's Choice is the first box. And then after that is Best Female Hosted.
Yeah.
So you pick They're Terrified and Tipsy for both of those and you hit submit.
Done.
Done.
Easy as that.
It's so great.
Easy peasy.
Mm-hmm. Get on there.
Oh my God.
It's through the entire month of July.
Yeah.
So you can go on our website and find the information out also, or you can go to podcastawards.com.
Oh, it's so exciting. Yay, yes.
2 weeks left. Keep doing it.
Get on there.
If you haven't voted yet, we will wait. Pause this.
Okay, wait.
Go do it.
Do it.
We'll wait. Did you do it? Welcome back.
Welcome back.
And then also, we have a newsletter, which is pretty new also yeah. for us.
Yeah.
So, guys, we got all types of new shit going on this month.
I know.
Month.
I'm exhausted.
Can you keep up with us?
I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted with myself.
I mean, we're typically exhausting as a podcast, but can you keep up with us? It's a lot.
Yeah, I know.
It's a lot going on.
I don't know where to stop you there, but yes.
Yeah. So you go to tipsypod.com again. Just stay on that website. Don't even go any other website.
No.
tipsypod.com has everything on it.
It's all you need.
It's all you need. You go to the fun tab, and then our newsletter's on there.
Yeah.
And you can pick what type of exclusives you want sent to your email monthly. Whether you want any type of updates of any kind of merch on sale or anything like that, we'll send you that too.
Absolutely.
Any type of blog thing that we write, you want that too? It's coming your way. You pick what you want, and we send it your way each month. How exciting is that?
I feel like you're yelling at everybody.
I'm excited.
Okay. Oh, you're that's excited. Yeah, got it. Okay.
I've got all different types of shouting.
I know. You just never know what you're going to get.
Curveball. Excited shouting today. Should we hop in?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. So what are we talking about today?
So we watched The Blair Witch Project.
Yes, we did.
Courtney, how'd you feel about it?
Okay, so we really haven't talked about it.
I feel like you've been waiting and you're ready to just unfucking pack all this stuff. You're like, okay, I'm so glad you asked.
Well, we haven't discussed this.
I know. Let's hear it.
Okay, so I watched this movie when it came out in the movie theater.
Yeah, 99 it came out.
Which makes me feel fucking old. But neither here nor there. It's fine.
You're in your 30s, girl. Don't let anybody tell you're old.
Oh, gosh. Anyways, so when in the movie theater, mm-hmm. there were times where I was a little uncomfortable.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Well, watching it a second time, I don't remember the whole plot. I knew what it was about.
Sure.
But I didn't really remember, like, what had happened.
Sure. Okay. It had been a while, so yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made me feel fucking old. But yeah, I did not have the same reaction. It wasn't a huge reaction because I'm not scared of scary movies.
Sure.
Normally.
Right.
On a normal basis. But it was, no.
You weren't creeped out at all?
God, I had a hard time with it.
Is it because you had seen it before or because it's like 20 something years old?
I have no idea. Okay. I don't think it's because it's 20 years old. I think it was just, I started getting irritated.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
Kind of irritated.
Okay. Why?
I don't like the blackout things and the talking. And the girl, Heather?
Heather.
She just kept yelling and screaming.
High
and
pitch.
I was just like, girl, it was loud. Shut the fuck up. It was a lot.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. Those are my thoughts.
Okay.
We're going to get through it.
Yeah.
How did you feel about it?
I felt completely opposite of you.
Can I tell you how I already knew that?
Is it because you received a picture of me under a couch blanket?
Yes.
Yeah, it's on Twitter also. You're welcome.
Oh my God.
So yeah, that got posted to Twitter pretty closely after it got taken of me. But yeah, the problem was I found it to be very unsettling. It was uncomfortable to watch.
Was it because of all of the moving and the blackoutness of it?
Okay, so what I'm noticing about a lot of the movies that we're watching is the less I see and the more that's left to my imagination, the more freaked out I get.
I get you.
Because this movie, I mean, I don't need to warn people for spoilers because our whole podcast is a bunch of fucking spoilers, but but like we don't ever see any type of witch or anything. We don't ever see anything bad. We see weird fucking shit.
Yeah.
We don't ever see like what's causing all this stuff, which I find to be fucking creepier when it's like just your imagination. Mm. It like gets the best of you a little bit.
Yeah,
I agree. I think for me, the first time seeing this movie, because I had never seen it before, obviously. Mm-hmm. So it was the first time I saw it. So I think like any fucking noise we hear, because there's a lot of weird cackling and yelling and crashing noises and like branches. It's just like a lot of sound effects and things we don't see. It's so much fucking creepier than seeing anything.
Oh, no.
It really freaked me out.
Well, you know what? And I'm glad it did.
And there's a part at the end that still bothers me, which we'll talk about when it gets to it.
Okay. All right.
I was like, I'm just going to hide for a minute.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Would you like to hear the IMDb synopsis for it?
Well, of course.
Okay. Three film students vanish after traveling into a Maryland forest to film a documentary on the local Blair Witch legend, leaving only their footage behind.
Let's jump right in. Okay, so mm-hmm. we are meeting Josh, Heather, and Michael.
Yes.
We don't meet them all at one time, mm-hmm. but we meet, I think, Josh and Heather at the beginning.
Yes.
Okay.
They pick up Michael again. Yes.
All right, so first we start the movie with some on-screen text, mm-hmm. and it says, in October 1994... three student filmmakers disappear in the woods near Burkesville, Maryland. Mm-hmm. Under a year later, their footage was found.
Mm-hmm.
Bum, 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 bum. Okay. Great. Okay. So one of the guys is like videoing this girl, which mm-hmm. is Heather. Mm-hmm. So we have Heather and Josh. Mm-hmm. So they are in her apartment before they head out of the woods to search for this Blair Witch.
Yes.
Because apparently for school, they are creating this documentary mm-hmm. of this legend of the Blair Witch.
Yeah. It's like her film project, but yes. she recruited Josh and Mike to help her with like video and sound for it.
Because they didn't think anything was going to happen.
Right. I mean, it's like some type of weird legend. So right. like if you live in the town, I'm sure you're thinking parts was kind of bullshit anyway.
Okay. So now we see Heather with a camera. She starts mm-hmm. walking outside and she's filming one of the other guys that's like packing the car. They're videoing their first entry into this documentary. Yeah,
they're literally documenting everything with Correct. This whole like this whole journey. So it's not just like once they get to the woods, she's documenting everything. Yeah. Every conversation they have,
yeah.
them packing the car, them going to a grocery store, them like she is documenting everything.
Everything.
Of this whole thing, so she can kind of like pick and choose what she wants, I guess, of it.
I mean, good Whatever. For her.
Seems smart.
All right. So they say that they're going to pick up Mikey, which mm-hmm. is the third person in this trio.
Yeah, he's like the sound guy.
Yeah. So he doesn't know anything about what they're doing mm-hmm. other than doing the audio for it. Right. So he's kind of learning this as they go. They're supposed to pick him up at 8:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. He lives with his mama. I just mm-hmm. wanted to like throw that out there. Okay. So he's obviously in charge of the equipment, just like you said.
Yeah.
Doesn't really know the other two, it doesn't seem like. Like, I don't think that
Maybe they're just like in the same class together or something.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't really know each other. So they start interviewing people around town mm-hmm. about, you know, what they know about the Blair Witch, about yeah. this legend of her, whatever. Okay. There's lots of people. They got lots to say.
Yeah. Oh, my God. There's so many. It was so hard to take notes during this part because it's like there'd be like some lady holding a kid she's talking to. Then it's like back to them. Yeah. Then it's some other dude and then back to them. And I'm like, I don't know what I should write.
I don't know. Yeah. So basically they're interviewing all of these people. Yeah. And I'm just thinking to myself, they're just doing this because on a couple of instances, I felt like they were just using the Blair Witch to scare their children to go to bed.
Sure.
Like if you don't go to bed before a certain period of time, the Blair Witch is going to come and get you.
Yeah. Because there's a couple people
Which
who
is
said
fucked
that.
Up, they, by the way.
Yeah. One guy said his grandma would use that. Like if you're up at, yeah. when the sun goes down, if you're like up wandering in the house of the Blair Witch will come and get you. And yeah. then this woman who's holding her son is like telling what she knows about it, and the kid's crying in her arms. And it's like a weird like folklore kind of thing in the whole town that everybody knows of.
Yeah.
But of course, it's like everybody's version of the story is different.
Right. Is it real? Not real. It's like who right. has told it to them? Mm-hmm. Like what they've used? I don't know. I feel like they were using it against children.
100%. 100%. But there was an older man they talked to who said that there were like all these kids who had gone missing. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't figure out where these kids went. But it turns out there was this man who like lived in the woods.
Sort of in the winter, I guess, the fall or the winter, 1940, some of the young kids started to disappear, and nobody knew anything about why they were disappearing. Finally, one day, old Mr. Parr come down into the market and said, "I'm finally finished."
And what did he mean by that?
Well, I guess nobody knew at first, but the police finally went up on the mountain, and they searched his house, and they found the bodies of 7 kids from the area.
What he did is he took the kids down in the basement by twos, and he made one face into the corner.
Really?
And then he would kill the other one. And then when he was done with that, he'd grab the one out of the corner and kill that one, too.
He made it kind of sound like this Blair Witch type of story evolved from this guy.
The serial killer, basically, yeah. of children.
Horrible.
Fucked up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was fucked up.
Yeah.
So they end up doing like their first scene mm-hmm. of the movie before they go into this town. So they're kind of outside of town in like a cemetery. They're mm-hmm. doing their first shot. They get real excited, or she does, gets yeah. real excited about it. They go into town. They talk to some of these people that are giving them their encounters or
rumors they've heard
exactly.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And then there's this guy that they talk to about crazy Mary Brown.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Really isn't many people that say that it's haunted, but there was this old woman, Mary Brown.
Mary Brown.
Yeah. Hmm. And she was kind of crazy lady.
How was she seen by the community?
Crazy.
They go to visit her.
They sure do.
And then Mary Brown comes out of this house. She's got a cross around her neck. She's holding a Bible.
Uh-huh.
She said that she was minding her own business and felt like this woman's presence around her. Like this yeah. woman, she looks like she's on something.
Yes. She was saying that when she was a kid, she went with her dad like fishing or something.
Yeah.
So while he's fishing in this stream, she's like laying in the grass or something, like yeah. by herself on her back, just like staring at the sky. And then she like sees this woman who was hairy.
Right.
Just like a hairy woman, just like.
And strange looking.
Yes. She wouldn't describe what she looked like, but she had like hairy legs. And then she was wearing this shawl over her shoulders.
Yeah.
And then when she like opened it, almost like to like flash her a little bit.
Uh-huh.
She was like hairy head to toe. And she didn't like harm her, I guess, but she was just kind of like floating above the ground, just yeah. like staring at her.
Mary Brown, you crazy.
You okay, girl?
No, she's not. She's not okay. She's not. She's crazy. When they were like leaving and Heather was talking to the other two in the mm-hmm. car, because she was obviously recording the yeah. whole thing, she's like, she said that she was a ballerina, a scientist, and a historian during their discussion.
Check, check, check.
Okay. Crazy Mary Brown. Uh-huh. We love you, girl. All right. So now that night, they start settling in. So that night at the hotel room, they're winding down. Mm-hmm. They do their equipment check and they prepare for like an all day hike.
Yes. They drink a couple cocktails. Well, not cocktails, like straight alcohol from the bottle. Yes.
They're not mixing nothing.
No, like no. straight liquor.
No. Mm-hmm. Or they can do like us and just drink canned wine. It's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever they want to do. So the next morning, they head out to find this trail.
Yeah.
Interview a few more people that they meet when they're fishing.
Yeah.
One of them talks about this Robin Weaver that wandered off during a hike.
Mm-hmm.
She was missing for 3 days, and then all of a sudden, she just showed back up.
Yeah. Showed up at her grandmother's house.
Yeah.
And was like basically just babbling on about this woman whose feet never touched the ground.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's like, there's two men fishing. One of the men seems to kind of believe it mm-hmm. because he's like,
I mean, anybody worth their salt around here knows that this area has been haunted by that old woman for years.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Nah, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
So I think he's being selective on what he tells them, but I'm assuming that's kind of the vibe throughout town of where some people are like, screw this stuff. And some people are like freaked out by it.
Well, because people aren't just going to be wandering into the woods.
Right.
Everybody's going to have a little bit of a different encounter.
Yes.
Based on if they actually went out to see something mm-hmm. or if they've just heard it.
Now, if you were a kid in this town, would that make you want to go into the woods or stay away from the woods?
Ooh, good question. Mm-hmm. How old was I?
Let's say 15.
Ooh, 15.
An adventurous age.
I probably would have gone.
I would not. And this is why we do a podcast. Would you have yeah. gone by yourself or with like other people?
No, I would have gone with other people.
Would you have gone at night?
Oh, I would have talked people into it.
Yes?
Oh, yeah. I would have talked you into it.
No way.
I would have. No, I would have.
I probably would have done it.
I know you would have. I would have figured out what your weak point was and I would have gotten you to say, okay, I'll do this if you go and do this with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but yeah, we're going to go get ice cream. I'm like, fuck. Shit.
We're going to go eat ice cream and play with puppies. It's fine. It'll be fine. We'll be back in like... an hour.
We'll get tacos.
Yeah.
And then we'll get ice cream. And then we'll go play with puppies. And I'll be like, God damn it.
Fine.
Guess I'm going to the fucking woods.
Yeah. Lost for 3 or 4 days.
Stop it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You want me to go camping with you? Cut that out right now.
Okay. So they keep heading down this road. Mm-hmm. And you can see like the trees are like moving closer and closer. It's like yeah. a road that like, people don't go down.
Like the trail is going away.
Yes.
Like now they're just like straight up in the woods.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Kind of sketch.
Yeah.
Okay. So they end up parking on the side of this road, mm-hmm. which... all right. I mean, do you really know where you're supposed to be going?
It kind of looked like a designated spot to park because it was like a little like jetted out area with like.
But not really. I mean, it was kind of just like a flat area off the side of the road.
Right.
Like what if it just they accidentally dumped some gravel that they were like like fixing the road or something like that. Who knows? Right.
Well, they were only planning on being there for like a night. So I don't think it was really going to be an issue. But it ends up being a lot longer than it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So they park. They put on their backpacks. Mm-hmm. And then they get ready to head out into the woods
yep.
to Coffin Rock. Like, yes. that's their first kind of destination.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather starts her narrative. She like they kind of show the documentary part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts, like, doing a narrative reading on, quote, unquote, scene two from this book talking about Coffin Rock.
Mm-hmm.
After this interview is done, it starts to rain. And then they set up camp because it's starting to get dark.
Yes.
Okay. So they go to bed that night, mm-hmm. and when they wake up, they start talking about the noises that they heard that the night before.
Yes. Well, only Josh and Heather heard noises. Mike didn't. So he claims
no.
he didn't hear it, or he was right. pretending he didn't hear
he
it.
He pretended he didn't, because yes. I think he was in denial for the first couple of nights.
Me too. Because they said they heard, like, crackling and almost like a cackling uh-huh. as well. But it was, like, faint, because Josh and Heather were like, did you hear like a laughing? Yeah, a little bit. And Mikey's like, oh no, I'm a hard sleeper. I didn't hear anything. No, I didn't hear anything.
Bullshit, Mikey.
100%. You don't just camp in the middle of fucking woods and not hear someone cackling. No. Because fuck that.
No, it's one thing. Even when you're sleeping in like a hotel that you haven't like been at that hotel for like ever.
Yeah.
And it's the first night. You're not going to sleep good.
Well. No, no way. You're always on alert no matter what. You're not in your home. Mm-mm. You're not in your comfort zone.
No.
You're always one eye open. Always.
So if you're camping, you're going to be sleeping on the ground.
And it doesn't matter if you believe in this type of shit or not.
Yeah.
You're always going to be a little bit on edge because you've heard the stories about it. So you're going to be a little bit paranoid just naturally no matter what. Whether you believe it or not.
Right.
And he's like, no, no, I didn't hear anything. Nope.
I mean, it'd be what? It's completely different if you're like in a campground.
Right.
Because there are certain noises that you would necessarily hear.
Sure.
But if you're in the middle of the woods.
Right.
Just camping
yeah.
in the woods.
Creepy as shit.
Creepy as shit.
Fuck that.
Okay. So the guys start razzing Heather about getting lost on the first day.
Yeah.
And how they feel about like the Blair Witch at this point. So they're like, because apparently they just were like walking around and she didn't know.
Yeah, because she told them like, oh, they're heading toward this cemetery.
Right.
So after they camp, they pack up their shit and they're hiking. But they're telling her, like, we're fucking lost. And she is, like, dead set like, on saying, no, I can read this map. Which the map did not seem helpful because it was, like, a terrain map. It did not seem like it was a helpful one at all. So
and she had a compass.
No, I know where we're going. Yeah, we're just, the cemetery is not too far from here. I know the way there. And they're like, screw that.
Right.
You don't know where we're at. And they're giving her a hard time for pretending that she knows what's up.
Yeah.
But she's putting on, like, a brave face and she's like, I got this. I know where we're at the whole time. It's fine.
She doesn't. Mm-mm. You need, you know what? In this kind of instance, you kind of need GPS. And I know it's 1999. We don't have GPS.
Well, the difference is I was watching the movie now, like in 2021, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, they have no cell phones. Like,
yeah.
I immediately was like, oh fuck, they have no phones. I think if I had watched in 99, like when you did, I wouldn't even thought that, oh shit, they're so fucked. But like now, I'm like, oh, they have no phone. Here, like, take my cell phone. At least if they like lost service at a certain point, they'd still be able to be found at some point. But they're like, oh,
like go to the top of a mountain and 90s. Find like,
the 90s. My favorite decade of music, but it's fine.
It's fine.
Not a good time for phones.
No. Too early for phones.
Too early.
Yeah. All right. So now they're hiking and they end up stopping just randomly and talking about Mike's patchy hair on his chest. Mm-hmm. Like this dead rat that they found like along as they're walking and what could have killed it.
Uh-huh.
And then there's Heather peeing. So, I mean, they're like, they're documenting like everything that's kind of going on and like taking whatever they want from it. So they end up starting to fight that Heather has got them lost again.
Yep.
So now we're like into still, the second day.
Yes. Still lost.
Still lost. Heather's got us lost again. They look at the map and Josh is getting like super irritated.
Yeah.
And apparently they're trying to find this cemetery, obviously, in the middle of this woods and they can't seem to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have in my notes, over the river and through the woods. Because they start going like over all these rivers.
Yes. Like there's these like logs. These trees that fall over and it creates these like weird natural bridges from the climb over these fucking logs, over these streams.
Yeah.
And I'm like, pass. Hard pass.
You're like, I'll just keep walking. Surely there's going to be a bridge out there somewhere.
I had, like, in several moments of my notes, I was like, why are they just not following the stream?
That's
right?
A good question.
Like, wouldn't you just like follow the stream going, like, because wherever it's like flowing toward, it's going towards some type of open body of water. So why wouldn't you just follow the stream?
And I'm pretty sure that's on a map too.
Right.
So, but the Blair Witch may have something to do with that as well.
100%.
Okay.
Okay, we'll get there.
So they come upon this pile of rocks. Like they keep walking. They find they find this pile of rocks and like in a tree.
Yeah.
And Heather recalls something that this crazy Mary had said earlier when they had interviewed people. And they found seven piles of rocks on the ground around this tree. So they were trying to figure out like what that meant.
Whether they were like tombstones or not.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they were kind of looking at that. They were recording and everything, talking about it. And then they ended up just setting up camp that night around, you know, near these rocks.
Yeah.
And they start talking around the campfire.
Yeah. Because I think at this point they were supposed to be like all the way back to the car.
Yes.
And it was like,
because it was supposed to be like a night.
Right. They were supposed to like hike, camp at night, go to the cemetery thing, whatever, so they have to go and go back to the car.
Yes.
But now they're like all turned around on this map and it's starting to get dark out. And then Heather's like, well, shit, let's just like get the tent together. We'll camp for one night and then we'll get to the car in the morning. I'm not going to hike while it's nighttime.
Correct. Yeah.
So neither of them really want to do it, but they do. They get the tent going and they just kind of like hang out that night.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
It's So that night, as they're like talking, they're like, oh, well, shoot, we should go back and look at those rocks or whatever. So they start going back to these rocks around this tree and talk about what they saw, which was like, it was nothing. Like they didn't find anything. There was nothing. It was just these rocks. Mm-hmm. All right. So later that night when they're sleeping, they start hearing these noises and branches cracking are all around them. So Heather gets excited. She gets out. Josh gets out, starts like recording everything. And Mike's like, fuck that.
Right.
I'm not getting out of this
because
tent.
Heather has one camera. Josh has a different type of camera.
Yes.
And then Mike has all the like the boom and all the audio stuff.
Yes.
So we see Heather's view of her camera, like at Mike kind of like hiding in the tent. Like, I'm not getting out of here.
No.
Fuck that.
No.
I'm not getting audio on shit. And I'm like, me too, man. I would be hiding in that tent as well. But they're like, we want to get it. We want to get it. But he refused
to
leave the tent.
So the next day, it's starting to rain.
Yes.
And then they start talking about how they felt about last night.
Yeah.
So they all brush it off about like probably people messing with their heads because they were interviewing all these people in town. They're like, there's probably out there.
Just fucking with them.
Just to mess
with them. Which kind of creeped out Mike even more, which I can 1,000% see his side because he's like, we're so deep in the woods. The people that would be in here like messing with us are going to be fucked up. Like,
yeah.
It sounds to me like a bunch of people running around. I'm not down with messing with locals or whatever. I don't know who the hell would come out here. What bugs me out is that we're so damn deep in the woods and people are going to try and come out here and mess with us, then they gotta have something wrong with them, and I'm not gonna play with that.
But how do we know it was people?
Well, even if it wasn't, I'm not gonna play with that either.
That's a really, like, genuine thought process, because that's gonna be scarier than any type of, like, tail,
animal,
whatever you hear, or bear, or whatever, because if someone's gonna hike that far into the woods and mess with you, that person's fucked up.
Yeah.
So 1,000% on his page, like, these are the people we want to mess with.
But do they have a weapon?
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
That's scary for sure.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. So they keep hiking and the guys have concerns that they're getting lost again.
100%.
Heather keeps pushing them on and says that they should be setting up camp again.
Yes, because they still can't find the way to the car.
No, they're just kind of like walking aimlessly.
Mm-hmm. And Mike is pissed.
Yeah, he is.
Livid.
Mm-hmm. They should already be at the car by now.
Yep.
And so they have, because they have to turn in their equipment, and Mike has to go back to work that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're like, what the fuck is going on? Mm-hmm. We need to get back to town. Mm-hmm. How do we get there? Everybody's kind of like all up in arms about it.
Yep.
All right. So that night when they set up camp again, they start hearing noises around them.
Ooh, they sure do.
Heather comes out and she's like calling out, hello.
Hello? Hello?
Okay.
Stop.
Okay. Heather.
Shut up.
She's like just stirring the fucking pot.
The entire movie, she just... I want to say she just talks too much.
She's like, just stop.
I know.
Just stop.
She annoys me.
Ugh, just stop shouting into the freaking dark woods.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. She, I actually have a note farther into my, actually I see it right now in my notes, but she fucking annoys me. We'll get there. Okay. So that night they start hearing the noises. She calls out hello. Mm-hmm. They all start talking about that it's a deer or something like
that.
Sure,
it could be.
And
it
sounds like rocks are being thrown against each other.
Yeah. Because it's happening like all around.
All around them.
I don't fucking think it's deer though, man. It sounds exactly like the shit last night. It's on all sides of us.
Complete 360 around their tent. They are hearing this like crackling rock, twig, whatever noises. Yeah. Everywhere around them.
Yeah, it starts getting more frequent.
Louder.
They hear footsteps.
Oh my God, how creepy.
It is pretty creepy.
No.
Now, the screen is freaking black.
Of course it is.
And all we can hear is audio. So it kind of like takes them through the whole thing. And they're whispering and they're like trying to figure out what it is. And the next morning, they find 3 perfectly stacked piles of rocks around their tent.
One for each of them. It has to be, right?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
Okay. This is the part where I got really fucking freaked out.
Okay.
Because there are 3 rock formations, right? Like we saw at the cemetery, right? Around their tent. Somebody, something was that close to their tent to put those formations there.
While they were sleeping.
How fucked is that?
Yeah.
That's when I started being like physically uncomfortable by this movie because I'm like... Something was on their fucking tent.
Yeah.
Right there.
Like right
outside
there.
Of them while they were vulnerable and sleeping.
And they were just stacking the rocks.
Nope.
All right. So they are really irritated and just want to kind of get back to their car at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather can't find the map.
Of course not.
And now Mike is really mad and he's trying to like fight everybody.
I feel like Mike is me in this situation. I think I'm Mike. I am Mike. Because... Here's why.
Here's why.
I don't really want to go on this thing anyway.
Right.
But I'm going because, okay, fine. It's a school project, whatever. Fine.
You
I'm
need audio?
Going.
I know what I'm doing.
Right. Right. I'll go. Whatever. Okay. Now I got to camp. Oh, I'm in denial of hearing anything.
Right.
Nope. La la la. Didn't hear shit. I'm not getting out of the tent at night while you're shouting to God knows what.
Right.
No, thank you. Now I just want to get the fuck out of the woods.
Right.
And you lose the goddamn map. I'm Mike. I'm losing my shit. Mike and I are the same person. I am done.
Here's the problem. I got a problem with Mike after this. So we'll get back to Mike.
He doesn't handle himself well.
No.
I will say.
No, he does
not. Does not handle himself well.
No.
Says some things he shouldn't.
Uh-huh.
But I gotta say, his energy, I get it. I get it. I get him. We're the same.
You're like, Mike, I see you. I felt seen by you. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't worry, Mike. I get it. I get you. It's fine.
All right. So they all start talking about the fact that they're not going to be home.
Right. Because Heather thought they were fucking with her.
Yeah.
So I guess they're passing around the map the day before because they were convinced that Heather got them lost and whatever, whatever. This whole feeling builds throughout the movie of like the two guys are starting to get kind of pissed with Heather because she is solely out there for the documentary, which
right.
to a degree I get because that's why she's out there.
Right.
So film everything, anything, she's, whatever.
Exactly.
She's dedicated and committed to it. But they're just so fucking over it that they're like, stop filming everything.
Right.
Take it fucking seriously. We're stuck in the woods and you don't have the map.
Right.
And then she's like, well, Josh, you had it yesterday. And he's like, well, I gave it back to you. And she's like, well, it's always in this pocket, but now it's gone. And they are just
back and forth
blaming each other.
Yes.
And it's just because everybody's at their wit's end and just wants to get the hell out of the woods. And they're freaked out.
Right.
They
Which
have
is understandable.
To be. Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is like the third day and they should have already been home by now.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. So they're all just trying to like get through this,
uh-huh.
but being more reactive than just thinking it through and getting out of the situation.
Which, I mean, at this point, they don't have a map. They have a compass. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just go north and south or
go
whatever
go back to
way.
The stream and follow the damn road. Follow the stream.
Yeah.
Go downstream.
It's
going to lead you somewhere.
It's going to lead you somewhere. Whether it's like right where you're supposed to be or not.
Right.
You'll find some place.
I talk about how little outdoorsy I am and I would do that.
I know. Look at you.
Are you proud of me?
I'm very proud of you.
Thank
you.
Good
job. Good job.
I watch Bear Grylls on Discovery Channel.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Right?
I mean, if you ever get lost in the woods,
just follow a stream.
Now, if there's no stream, then you're fucked. But
100%. 100%.
But I know you. I mean, the sun rises in the east.
Right.
West.
At least follow that.
Right.
So you know what direction you're going in.
I mean, okay.
Whatever.
I don't know. So they're fighting or whatever. And Heather ends up stepping in some water. She gets her shoes wet. She gets pissed when Mike starts hysterically laughing at her.
Right.
And then Mike says that he kicked the map into the stream yesterday.
Yeah. So, okay.
Okay.
So,
a lot happened right
they
there.
They have to get through this. They have to walk through this stream for a fucking reason of following it.
Right.
And all their feet get a little bit wet, but I guess Heather's, both of her feet are like completely submerged in this
right.
stream.
Right.
So, I understand where all of them are because she's pissed because it's like a fucking course. Cherry on top, my feet are fucking soaked.
Right.
And then the guys are laughing, not at her, but because of the situation. Like, in the same thing, a fucking course, your feet are wet. Mm-hmm. Like, they're all... They have no choice but to kind of like ease the situation.
But Mike is laughing a little too much.
Right. He took this moment of bonding to be like, oh, that map you were looking for? Oh, I destroyed it. I kicked that bitch into the stream yesterday because it wasn't doing us any fucking good anyway.
Right.
I really fucking hope he's kidding.
Are you fucking kidding?
I'm sorry, I'm sorry. You've got to be kidding me. Mike, you have got to fucking be kidding me.
I'm fucking kidding. Get the fuck off me, man.
What the fuck are you out of your fucking mind?
No, I'm not out of my mind.
Right.
The map doesn't do a shit.
Do you realize? Not to you, but I knew what the fuck that map said.
Sorry.
Mike.
Okay. The scream that Heather released out of her mouth.
I said it was like a hyena.
It was uncomfortable. I just, you know what? Her character would be annoying, but like good for this actress because I felt it. Like listening to it, I was like, oh, I felt her anger.
Oh, it was a lot.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
But don't you get it to a little bit of a degree though?
I mean, I do. I do.
They're all trapped and lost in these woods, and Mike's like laughing and joking, oh, that map, I got rid of that bitch yesterday.
Yeah,
it wasn't doing us any good, so why the fuck does it matter?
Yeah. Heather was pretty pissed that the scream was very intense.
Mm-hmm.
Josh was pissed. He was like trying to fight with Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like complete chaos.
100%
complete chaos.
Yep.
Okay. So they keep walking because mm-hmm. what the fuck else are you going to do?
No choice.
And then they come up to these stick figures that are like hanging in the trees. Ugh. All over this one specific area.
Yes.
Get the fuck out of there.
She's
Why are you there? Ugh. You are already in the woods 4 days. There were 3 days
so
passed.
Many of them too.
Yes.
There were so many figures. I mean, hanging from like every branch, and there were like big ones in the trees. I mean, they were made out of like sticks.
Yes.
And it looked like a silhouette of a person. And they're just hanging. Unnatural.
No.
Hanging
yes.
in the middle of these woods. And the two guys are like, let's freaking go. Yeah. And Heather's like, I want to get a couple more on film. It's not going to matter if we can't get out of the fucking woods, right. girl. Let's
He's like,
go.
Let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's go. I'm done with it. You're going to have to move on.
There were so many figures.
There were so many. Oof. It was a bunch all in this one area.
So much.
So they end up setting up camp again that night. Mm-hmm. This is like, what, day four?
Something
five?
Like that.
And they decide not to make a fire since they started hearing noises when they started doing the fire.
Yeah, because Mike's convinced like the more attention they draw to their tent,
correct.
The more like shit they heard at night.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Well, they start hearing noises again that night.
Oh, God, they do.
Yeah. So they get dressed and then they go to check it out. They hear these little kids laughing outside of the tent. Like they are deep in the woods.
They don't even get out of their tent yet. They're just trying to get like their clothes on.
They're getting their clothes
and their
they can
boots
hear the
on.
Kids.
Like, oh, that laugh. Blah, blah, yep.
And then something grabs the tent and they all like bolt out of it.
Because it's shaking yes. the entire fucking tent. Would you have bolted out of the tent or stayed in it? I would have stayed.
Oh, that's a hard question.
Because my first thought is whatever is shaking the tent wants me out of it. And I would feel so unsafe hopping out of it, not knowing what the fuck is out there, but them knowing that they want me out of
here's
it.
Here's the thing. I like where you're going with it. Uh-huh. And I, knowing what you just said, I probably would have stayed in the tent. But I'm pretty sure I would have run out of
just
it.
Just out of like instinct?
I think I would have run out of it.
Yeah.
What? Not thinking.
Yes. Just out of like immediate reaction to something attacking you.
I think. I don't know. Because so I'm in, hard. You're like in the middle of the woods. Where are you going to go?
Right. And it's like, what the fuck is attacking my tent?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because literally the entire tent is as if people are all around it shaking the fucking tent. So they scream and they run out of the tent.
Yes.
We can see like the film footage of them like running through the woods uh-huh. yelling. And we hear Heather like, what the fuck is that? Like screaming.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know how far they run, but the three of them are together and they're just like freaked out.
Yeah, they're like, turn off your audio or turn off the radio or not the radio. Turn off the lights on the camera.
Yeah.
The screen is black.
Which I hate.
And all you can hear is audio.
That I hate it so much that we can't see anything, but we can hear their breathing and like crackling and this them whispering. And I'm like, oh, I fucking hate it.
Side note, when I was doing some research on this movie,
yes.
like as when I do like the Fun mm-hmm. Fact Friday, the producers did this to them and didn't tell them that they were going to do
so
it.
So their reactions were real?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Fuck
How
that.
Messed up is that? Anyways, ugh. Okay, moving on.
Not okay.
No.
So they're as they're like huddled together somewhere in the woods, Heather's like, did you hear a baby screaming? Fuck you, Heather. Not the time. Not the goddamn time. Stop it. I can't.
They end up staying in the same location until morning. Like you can see, like they're like all awake.
Yes.
They're just staying awake for the entire night. Mm-hmm. Well, why wouldn't you fall? I mean, you couldn't
you
fall asleep.
Can't.
No.
So like once the sun starts rising where they can kind of see the woods, they decide to like head back
to the campsite.
Their camp mm-hmm. to like, because all their shit's there. Because at first I was like, why the fuck are they going back? But then I'm like, all their stuff is there.
Yeah.
Literally all they have on are their clothes and their boots and that's it. Mm-hmm. Like their backpacks, everything is there. So they're like, okay, guess we're heading back to camp. Ugh.
At least it's daylight, though.
At least,
I mean, that's when you watch your scary movies. It's not as mm-hmm. threatening.
I watched my this on a Sunday around noon.
That sounds right. It's on God's Day, right? All right. So they end up packing up all of their stuff and they start walking again.
Was one of their backpacks missing?
Yeah,
Mike's or I think it was Mike's or Heather's
because
Josh's was still there. So yes. Josh found this like weird slime stuff on the floor.
I think it was Mike's because I think the equipment and stuff were gone.
Right. The audio equipment.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So Heather had her backpack and then Josh had this weird like slime on his backpack. And there was like somebody's clothes was like scattered around mm-hmm. camp and their tent was like fucked looking. And they thought it was like blood on the floor and then like Josh went over to it and it was some type of weird like slime.
Yeah,
stuff.
It was like slimy.
Yeah. So okay. they just start freaking out and Heather's still filming the whole camp And they're like, let's freaking go. What are you doing? And she's like filming all the like their whole tent all fucked up in clothes. She's like, whose clothes are these? And they're like, it doesn't matter. Grab it and go, girl.
We got to go.
We have to get out of here.
Did you not experience what we just experienced last night?
Heather.
Oh, my God. Mm. Heather's committed, though. I like her committedness.
Well, and I get it. They're there. What else is she going to fucking do?
Right.
Right? Like, but don't let it interfere with you getting the fuck out of there. Right. Let's go. Do both. Multitask.
Just go home. Let's just go home. All right. So at one point, Josh is laying down on the ground after they've been walking for a little bit. He's just laying down by this tree, just like chilling.
Just emotionally spent.
Right. Mm-hmm. Heather wants to keep moving, but Mike comes up to her like whispering and he's like, Josh is losing it. Just give him a minute. Yes. Just let him lay there.
Let him collect himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just leave him alone. Just leave him alone. And then Josh yelling from this tree.
Like a tree.
This,
uh-huh.
Josh asks for a cigarette and he wants to know why all that slimy jelly was on his stuff.
What the fuck was this blue jelly shit all over my shit?
Like yeah, only like, his.
Yeah.
His whole backpack had this like blue jelly shit all over it.
Yeah.
Nobody else's did.
Interesting.
I don't like it.
All right. And then as they come up to the stream, mm-hmm. they realize it's the same stream that they crossed already.
Uh-huh. Because Mike's like, we got to keep moving.
Yeah.
I know we're having an episode, but we have to keep going. And this is, I think, all of their breaking point.
Yeah.
Because they start Heather, losing it. I think Heather had like always known that like they may have been a little fucked, but she was trying to be like optimistic to a fault.
Right.
To be like, no, we're doing fine. I know where we're going. And then the guys see this stream with this big ass log over it.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, we were just fucking here.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, it's got to be a different log. And then she realizes that they're just fucking walking in circles.
She's like, we've been walking south all day. So I'm thinking, were they really walking south all day? Or was this like the Blair Witch that was fucking with them?
Had to have been.
Yeah.
Had to have been. Because whatever is in the woods is keeping them in the woods.
Right.
And they're just going in circles. And it's like she has a compass. So she's like following it to get them out of there. But doesn't matter because they're just going in circles.
Ugh. How scary is that?
Terrifying.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. So Josh starts taunting her about them walking for 15 hours and ending up in the same place.
Yep.
They have to set up camp again because it's getting dark again.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Because only creepy shit happens at night.
Of course it does. The Blair Witch only works well at night.
This bitch.
All right. So the next morning, Heather calls out for Josh. And I said, more like screams very loudly. He's missing. Did he run off? He left all of his stuff. Like, we don't know what's happened to him at this point.
They're all freaked out because only witch happens at night.
Yeah.
So they're trying to figure out, like, how to get through the night. And I can't remember which one, though, but I think it was Mike was like, well, we'll sleep in shifts.
Yes.
No. Does that mean somebody's outside the tent, like, waiting or just awake inside the tent?
I think it's just awake inside the tent.
No. Fuck that.
Oh.
They're never not going to be able to sleep anyway.
No.
But he's like, oh, we'll just sleep in shifts. That's fine. So Mike and Heather apparently sleep with no problem that night.
No, not at all.
Because they wake up and Josh is gone.
Yeah.
His stuff is still there, but he is physically gone.
No, he's gone. So for one reason or another, Mike and Heather decide to leave the campsite and just start heading east and not, since south didn't work.
Yeah. Because I think Mike was like, once they like figured out that Josh was gone, they couldn't figure out where the fuck he was. They're like, okay, well, maybe he would just start hiking toward the stream or something. I don't fucking know.
But hold on. They really didn't care a whole lot about Josh. Like, they didn't put... If somebody was missing in my tribe,
yeah,
I would be a lot more concerned than they were.
100%. They freaked out for a while.
I wouldn't want to leave.
They shouted into the woods for a bit.
That was it.
Didn't hear shit. And they're like, okay, how do we get out of here? And then Mike was like, which one was it? Was it the Wicked Witch of the East?
Oh my God. Witch
of the West? And she's like, West. He's like, okay, let's go east.
Losing their fucking minds is what's happening.
I kind of liked his logic. But... So they just like start heading east, just the two of them.
Yeah.
So they're carrying whatever like stuff that Josh had for the extra camera and stuff. And they're just going.
It's a lot.
Ugh.
It's a lot.
I think they had like thought that maybe he was hiking too, but stop. They knew he was gone.
All of his stuff was at the campsite.
How did he disappear without them hearing anything?
Ooh.
I don't like it. Ooh. Okay.
All right. So the two of them end up setting up camp again.
A fucking course.
They start talking about food and what they'd really want to eat.
Yeah.
And then that night, they hear a guy yelling in the distance.
Ugh. I hate everything about it. No.
Is that person in pain? They're moaning. Like, you can't. It's kind of. I had the volume all the way up to try to understand. It's very faint.
It's hard to like hear because all you really hear is because it's supposed to be like a documentary. So you can hear them breathing and talking and a faint male voice in the background.
Correct.
So a lot of this stuff was like a little bit hard to hear, but it was just, we were just hearing them.
Yeah.
But they were like, is that Josh? I think it's him. Is he calling to us? And I'm like, stop. Stop it right now. Because if he was calling to you, he would have called back to you when you were calling him when it was daylight.
True.
Stop it right now.
You're right. I don't know. So what do? They head out. And they start searching for him.
They're like because shouting.
They're convinced that it's Josh. So they start hearing him yelling again, but they can't tell where this is coming from.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, the yelling stops. The screen goes black. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Is this it? Okay. All right. So the next morning, Heather leaves the tent to find a binded bunch of branches that's right outside the tent door.
Yes. There's like a pile of sticks, like tied up with, like, it looks like a piece of flannel.
Yeah.
Which is like somebody's shirt.
Yeah. Like a piece of material. Yeah. And I was trying to think back and I didn't rewind it because I obviously didn't care.
Josh was wearing flannel.
Yeah, exactly. So I figured it was something that he was wearing. Uh-huh. Okay. So Heather picks them up with her fingers to like not touch them too much and just kind of like throw them out, yep. out away.
But she doesn't tell Mike about it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Then she sits with Mike and she just starts rocking back and forth. Like she's
like sitting Indian style, like in the middle of these woods, just swaying.
Yes.
Like, I mean, you know, they didn't sleep.
No.
You know, they're fucking losing their minds.
I'm sure they didn't have a whole lot of food.
No, they haven't. They only like prepared to be there for like one night.
Right.
And they've been there for like four or five.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're definitely like dehydrated and hungry and just scared.
You know what? I'm dehydrated and hungry just thinking about that.
No. And so right? All the canned wine too.
I don't know. I'm a little munchy.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I should have gotten a cheese and crackers.
Well, who knew?
I know.
Now we know.
Now we know. Next time we have canned wine, I'll get us some cheese and crackers.
Especially this one.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is some strange, great stuff. Okay. So she had thrown this bunch of branches or whatever that were binded together into the woods. But then she ends up going back to them. And she sees that there is like this flannel piece of thing that you were talking mm-hmm. about. She kind of opens it up. She sees it as full of blood, and then there's something in it. Ugh. Now, I don't know what it was.
I think it's teeth.
Is it teeth? I thought it could look like teeth, but I wasn't sure exactly.
Because whatever it was, and whoever left this present for them,
uh-huh.
it was like a box of sticks to the point of where it was like tied. And once she untied it, it just opened so nicely for there to be a little present inside for her.
Yeah, it was pretty gross.
And it was just soaked in blood. And she opened it and it's hard to tell from her camera view what it was.
Yeah.
But it was like, I couldn't tell, but you could tell whatever it was bloody. And then when she like opened it more, I think it was teeth.
It could have been teeth. I couldn't really tell. I couldn't tell if it was like an organ or if it was teeth. Well, I don't know.
First, I thought it was like a finger or something.
Yeah.
And then like the more they showed it, it was still really hard to tell. But I don't know. I think it's
teeth. I don't know. Either way, she starts freaking out and she looks like she's about 2 seconds from a panic attack.
100%.
Like she is on edge. Mm-hmm. So that night, Heather does this like monologue into the camera, apologizing for everything that's happened.
This is that iconic scene in the movie where it's just like from like her nose up.
Yeah, it's I remember the scene with the snot. It's the snot that's gotten my attention.
Uh-huh.
She says that, you know, everything is her fault and now that they're hungry and they're cold and they're hunted.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Everything had to be my way. And this is where we've ended up. And it's all because of me that we're here now. Hungry. And cold and hunted.
All right.
So yes. And she's like, you know, she's scared to close her eyes and she's scared to open them.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't want to die out there. And she's apologizing to Mike's parents and Josh's parents and her parents and this whole thing of just fucking losing it.
I'm like,
just snapped.
Yeah, you're probably gonna die.
Oh, that was heavy.
That was heavy. Mm-hmm. When she said that she was cold and hungry and hunted, I'm like, oh,
how chilling is that?
That's pretty. That's like my favorite
fucking chilling
favorite line of the entire movie. Yes.
Uh-huh.
So when they're sleeping that night, they hear Josh saying, "Please," like out in the distance. Mm-hmm. And so then they go searching for him.
Mike's like, "Ready?" They can't put like a game plan. They were like,
"I can't."
Okay, part of me gets it. Because they're like, what are we going to do here? Just be sitting ducks? Like, we've been being taunted and hunted for, like, how many fucking nights?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's going to be very hard to get up and go into the woods. But they do it. So, it's like, I get it. There's two options. Either we sit here and we continue to be fucking tortured.
Right.
Or we just go and see what the fuck happens.
They've lost their fucking minds.
They have no choice.
Yeah, they don't have
a
choice.
And this is exactly what this Blair Witch thing wanted.
Right.
Was them to just be like, okay, come to me.
You're right. I need two of you because that's the story.
Uh-huh.
So here we go.
So they go And they're not hiking for very long before they find this fucking cabin. How are they hiking during the day in circles and don't see a damn cabin?
Well, I think it's the Blair Witch.
She wanted them to find
it. I think it was time for them to find this house. I don't know. So they come upon this house, and what do?
It's definitely not to code.
No.
It's dilapidated.
At some point in here, I have the, it could fall down at any second.
This is how you can tell with both of our construction backgrounds.
That doesn't look sturdy at all. You really shouldn't go up the stairs.
I'm like, you can't have stairs framed like that. What are you doing? Those windows are not safe.
No.
Get out of here.
No. Oh, the lack of windows. All right. So, yeah, they decide to go in. They start walking around the house, going through all these rooms, searching for Josh. They hear Josh upstairs. So they go upstairs.
They run up the stairs.
They do.
Which they shouldn't be running up those stairs.
Those are not safe.
They could fall down.
You're going to hurt yourself.
I know. Also, how many fucking floors are in this house? Because I felt like they were going up and up and up. And I'm like, how many levels are in this goddamn cabin?
I think maybe you had your head under a couch blanket. It was only two levels.
Oh, really?
It's fine.
I felt like they were really running for a while.
Well, I think that there was a main level, there was an upstairs, and there was like a basement.
There's always a goddamn basement. There's always a basement.
Nothing good happens in a basement.
No.
Okay. So they hear him go upstairs. Then there's a bunch of like bloody handprints like going up this staircase.
Like all the landings.
Oh, yeah.
Everything has just
bloody handprints. It's all it is.
Ugh.
So is somebody crawling up there?
Or just all the people who got killed in the house?
Maybe. Ugh. I don't know. So now they hear him downstairs and in the basement. So
fucking hell.
This
is the worst part for me. This whole part here is the worst fucking part for me. This is it.
This witch is really fucking with them.
Ugh.
Okay, so we walk down into the basement, and then all of a sudden, Mike's camera drops to the ground.
Yes.
We just see dirt, and then Mike stops talking.
Yes, because like they got quiet. A little bit separated.
Yes.
Because they get to like the top, and Mike's like, he's downstairs now, and he takes off.
Yes.
So the whole time, Heather's like trying to catch up to him, and we can hear her screaming his name the whole time, like screaming high pitch.
Her scream? It's blood curdling.
It's so much.
Yeah.
And she's screaming his name, and they somehow got like separated for a second because I guess she couldn't keep up with him or something.
Uh-huh.
And then, yes, he drops his camera, and now we see her camera view. Courtney, this is the uncomfortable part for me.
The last like 5 minutes this of the entire movie.
This is the fucking worst.
Yeah.
She finally catches up to him,
uh-huh,
and he's just standing.
In the corner
with his face against the fucking wall, and she's calling to him, and he's not fucking responding.
Are you okay?
I am uncomfortable thinking about it. My shoulders are uncomfortable thinking about it.
Oh my God, I know, I can tell.
It's awful. It's so fucked up. Because you're like, oh man, those stories that they had in the beginning
were true. They were true. Absolutely. All of them.
And then all of a sudden she's like calling to him and then something happens to her and her camera just hits the fucking ground.
And it's silence.
That's it.
That's the end of the movie.
So uncomfortable. So uncomfortable. And I don't know why, like, the view of him just standing there, like, possessed seeming was so fucked up for me, but it was so hard to watch.
It was a lot. And it was only, like, 2 seconds of the entire movie.
It was so quick.
Yeah.
But that was the worst part. Like, damn.
Well, like, 10 minutes from the end of the movie, I'm like, oh, yeah, this house. I remember the house.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
So I knew how it was going to end. And I
would love
it.
To know, because they're like, oh, a year later, they found this footage. And it's like, did someone find it inside that house?
Yeah.
No. Nope.
Who built that house out there?
How is it there?
Is there a road?
I don't know.
I got lots.
But that's that, like, serial killer guy who would, like, take those kids into the woods.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably... Oh, that's what the... All the bloody handprints were
it's
from
gotta
the kids.
It's got to be those kids. Oh, and fuck. Anybody else that's died from the Blair Witch in the woods.
Is it the... Yeah, he's the witch.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's that whatever spirit out there killing people.
Okay.
Awful.
You okay?
No, I hate it.
Oh.
I don't know how you're not rocked by this at all.
No,
I can't.
I'm not.
I can't.
Mm-mm. Here's the problem. I don't do paranormal. Like, paranormal doesn't affect me.
Paranormal gets me.
I know.
Yeah.
So I think that's where we're going to differ the most in this podcast is you, paranormal affects you. Uh-huh. It doesn't affect me at all.
Yeah. Weird, unexplained.
Here's the thing.
Things happening fucking get me.
I do appreciate this movie. And this was like a super popular movie, like when it came out.
I remember that all the hype about it and everybody talking about how freaked. I remember all this talk and all my cousins who were a little bit older than me who like watched it and were like fucking shook by it. I remember all of this hype about it.
Yeah.
So I think leading into it, I was like skeptical to watch it anyway.
It was kind of like The Strangers when Dustin and I decided to
fucking peer pressure me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. That happened.
But you did it. I'm so proud.
I'm doing it.
Oh.
I've done 43 episodes so
far. I
know.
43 episodes.
It's so crazy. I can't believe I've watched 43 scary movies. I can't believe it.
I'm very proud of you.
Ugh.
I'm very proud of you.
Thanks, girl. All right. Well, do you want to hear what we're watching next week?
Yes.
Okay. I think a lot of people are going to be very happy about this.
Okay. What is it?
We've gotten several people requesting this. Uh-huh. So I think this is going to be a good one.
Okay.
I've never seen it before, so I don't know how it's going to be. But we are going to be watching Alien from 1979.
I have not watched Alien.
Me neither. I've seen little parts of
clips.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know my dad liked the movie, mm-hmm. and I remember him watching. I remember seeing little parts of it, like when he would watch it, but I've never like
watched the movie. Yeah, like yeah. sat and like took notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this has been a pretty highly requested one.
Okay.
So...
I've never watched it, so I'm pretty excited. Yeah. I'll do Aliens.
Would you like to hear the IMDb synopsis for it?
Of course.
Okay. After a space merchant vessel receives an unknown transmission as a distress call, one of the crew is attacked by a mysterious life form, and they soon realize that this life cycle has merely begun.
I don't know what you just said.
I don't know either.
I'll watch it.
That happens every week that I'm like... I say, this is what happens. I go, and we're like, what? And then next week we'll be like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. That plot was pretty on point. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Every week.
Every week.
Okay, a couple reminders.
Yes.
TipsyPod.com has everything on there.
Yes, don't get on there.
Don't ever leave the website. No. It has everything you need. It has a support tab where it has all of our merch on there.
And you can listen to our episodes, too.
You can listen to our episodes on tipsypod.com.
Yeah, you can.
You should live on that website.
Yeah. Why do you use any other ones? What's the point of the internet other than our website?
It should be the only website on the internet. Who do I talk to about this? So you can find merch if you want to support our show. You can buy us a glass of wine from buymeacoffee.com. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can vote for us at podcastawards.com.
Yes. Yes, you can. Best female hosted podcast and people's choice.
Yes.
Do it, do it. Patreon. We have a
Patreon
now.
Get on there.
Get on our Patreon. We've got three different tiers. $3, $5, $7. Pick one.
Yeah.
You could be our friend. You could be our best friend. You could be my OMG BFFs.
Are we OMG BFFs?
We are. Ah! That's because I pay you $7 a month to be my BFF.
Okay. I'm not judging you. And nobody else is either.
I pay you in wine. I said, my friend, here's your canned wine.
Oh.
Are we friends now?
Oh.
Cheers. And then come back next week while we talk about Alien.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Mother's interrupted the course of our journey.
She has intercepted the transmission of unknown origin. She got us up to check it out.
SOS?
I don't know.
Human?
Unknown.
Ascension, 6 minutes, 20 seconds.
I can't see a goddamn thing!
I've never seen anything like it.
That transmission, Mother's deciphered part of it. It doesn't look like an SOS.
It looks like a warning.
I'm not gonna be able to drink that. I gotta, at least not until I'm done. Holy fuck. This is crazy. I can't drink.
Just like dribbled right in your mouth. Just, there's like a hole in your face. Canned wine.
God damn, you canned wine.
Oh, I hit my tooth. Did you hear that?
Was that what that was?
I hit my tooth. okay, well, this will be a shit show. Let's go.
Let's jump right in.
I'm from Florida, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So there's that. What the fuck is happening with my pot filler?
I don't understand.
Why is it drooping?
No one likes a droopy pot filler.
Is there a bug in here?
There's a gnat.
Get out of here!
Oh, it's right.
Get out of here! Did you murder it?
Nope.
There was a bear when we went camping. We went camping in Colorado.
We just went up a mountain to just camp.
Why?
There were bears.
Why would you do that to yourself?
I don't know. We packed our shit up and left. Fuck it was like that. In the middle of the night. We're like, we're not going to eat my bear.
You win, bear. You win.
This is your mountain. I'm sorry. I'm moving on.